Steve Miller. The United States has raised tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports Friday, up from 10 to 25%. Economist Diane Swonk says the impact of President Trump's latest tariff hike on Chinese goods is small compared to a full-blown trade war.
If we do get into a full-blown trade war where we actually are taxing all of the goods coming in from China, which is a possibility still, that will really erode purchasing power across the economy. Depending on how long it lasts, if we go into something that's 6 months in tenure, you can easily trigger a recession in the U.S. and in China.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang said Beijing hopes that the United States will meet them halfway in resolving the dispute. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has urged North Korea to refrain from actions that could impede diplomacy, but he says he does not view North Korea's latest firing of missiles as a violation of inter-Korean military agreements. VOA's Bill Gallo had these details on the launch.
It was the second time North Korea fired missiles in less than a week. South Korea's military said in a statement one of the projectiles traveled 420 kilometers and the other traveled 270 kilometers.
President Moon said if Pyongyang repeatedly makes such actions, it could make ongoing talks and negotiations difficult. The World Health Organization is warning it may not be possible to contain Ebola to the two affected provinces in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo if violent attacks on health teams continue. The WHO said there have now been 1,069 deaths since the outbreak began in August. In Friday's update, the WHO warned that Ebola response activities had been halted for five consecutive days because of insecurity. This is VOA News. The United States Africa Command said late Thursday that the strike against a terrorist group was conducted in Somalia's Golis Mountains. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
According to U.S. military statement, the airstrike killed 13 Islamic State fighters. According to the statement, the U.S. military assessed no civilians were injured or killed as a result of the airstrike. AFRICOM said in April it had killed Abdul Hakim Dakub, an IS leader in Somalia. And another recent U.S.-launched strike killed three IS insurgents in Somalia. However, IS is not the only terrorist group in the region. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group remains a much larger presence in Somalia. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
B-52 bombers ordered by the White House to deploy to the Persian Gulf to counter unspecified threats from Iran are beginning to arrive at a major American airbase in Qatar. On Sunday, the White House announced it would send the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group and the bombers to counter Tehran.
We have one of the most powerful ships in the world that's loaded up, and we don't want to have to do anything.
Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump urged Iran's leadership to sit down and talk with him about giving up Tehran's nuclear program and said he could not rule out military confrontation given the heightened tensions between the two countries. On Wednesday, Iran announced it would begin backing away from its nuclear deal with world powers a year after President Donald Trump pulled America from the accord. The African National Congress continues to hold a commanding lead in South Africa's parliamentary election. As of Friday, about 80% of the voting districts had been counted, according to the Electoral Commission's figures. If the results continue to hold for the ANC, it is in line to win and retain power for the sixth time in a row. Final results are expected by May 11th. A covert Russian agent who aimed to infiltrate conservative U.S. political groups is speaking out. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Maria Butina is the Russian gun rights activist who admits to being a secret agent for the Kremlin. And in an interview that aired today on National Public Radio, she says she believed Russian officials would consider her notes and analysis to be valuable as she tried to infiltrate right-wing political groups in the United States. But she argues her actions were done in public and she wasn't a traditional spy. The 30-year-old pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent and was sentenced last month to 18 months in prison. Matt Small, Washington.
Syrian activists and state media say rebel groups are fighting back, trying to retake territory lost to government forces this week in their stronghold in the country's northwest. It is the latest wave of fighting that began on April 30th. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
Pop, hip-hop, all the hits.